Hello, I'm Govinda Gill with the BBC News. The Israeli military has carried out further airstrikes on Hezbollah targets in the Lebanese capital, Beirut, after a day of commemorations marking the first anniversary of the deadly Hamas attacks on Israel. The Israeli Defense Forces said the latest airstrikes targeted Hezbollah in the south of Beirut. Anna Foster has more on the day's hostilities.
The Israeli Air Force said today they carried out one particular operation with 100 of their planes, and they hit in less than an hour around 110 Hezbollah targets. And they've also put out a new warning today, telling people in the southern parts of Lebanon to stay out of the sea, to stay off the beaches. They've asked fishermen in boats to stay off rivers because they say that they are going to tackle Hezbollah in the maritime space as well. It all feeds into this increasing escalation that we're seeing.
The Lebanese government says 2 weeks of Israeli airstrikes have prompted more than 400,000 people to cross the border into Syria. Most of them are Syrian nationals who'd previously sought sanctuary in Lebanon because of the civil war in their own country. Warnings of dangerous winds and storm surges have been issued along Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula as a powerful hurricane rapidly builds strength off the coast. Forecasters have upgraded Milton to an extremely dangerous Category 5 storm with winds of up to 260 kilometres an hour. It's moving east towards the US state of Florida. Will Grant has the latest.
The brunt of this is expected to be in Florida. And of course, Floridians know hurricanes, but nevertheless, such is the size of what is actually the 10th major hurricane this season. It is a daunting prospect. They are dealing with the aftermath of Hurricane Helene. We know that people are obviously doing their best, securing their homes, securing anything that could be turned into projectiles, making sure their cars are somewhere safe. And of course, for the very first line of defence, as it were, they're evacuating.
A court in the United States has approved a bankruptcy plan for the cryptocurrency firm FTX, which will allow it to repay customers in full. The money will come from $16 billion in assets recovered since the company, which was one of the world's leading crypto exchanges, collapsed 2 years ago. Michelle Fleury is in New York with the details.
Creditors are expected to receive cash repayments worth an average of 119% of what they had in their accounts at the time FTX filed for bankruptcy. The agreement ends a saga that started when the firm went bankrupt in November 2022, leaving millions of customers around the world without access to their accounts. Last year, former boss Sam Bankman-Fried was convicted of stealing $8 billion from customers. He was later sentenced to 25 years in prison.
BBC News. 10 police officers have been injured in clashes with opposition protesters in Albania's capital, Tirana. Supporters of the opposition Democratic Party threw petrol bombs at the Prime Minister's office and nearby buildings. In response, police used tear gas to disperse the crowds. Protesters are demanding the current government, headed by Edi Rama, be replaced by a technocratic cabinet ahead of next year's parliamentary election.
He should give up. He should resign. He should go away. He should go in jail for all of his life.
We're here to protest against holding the opposition leader under house arrest and also against the jailing of an opposition member of the parliament just because they denounced the crimes and corruption of the government. The corruption in the most corrupt country on the whole continent.
Ukraine says a Russian missile has hit a merchant ship in the port of Odessa, killing one person and injuring five others. The governor, Oleh Kiper, accused Russia of again trying to disrupt grain exports from Ukraine. The attack is the second in as many days on cargo vessels in Odessa. The North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has described the Russian President Vladimir Putin as his closest comrade. In a message marking Mr. Putin's 72nd birthday, state media quoted Mr. Kim as saying that strategic relations between their two countries would be raised to a new level in pursuit of what he called international justice. Sissy Houston, the American gospel singer and mother of Whitney Houston, has died at the age of 91. She'd been suffering from Alzheimer's disease. A two-time Grammy Award winner, Sissy Houston performed as a backing singer or alongside superstars, including Elvis Presley, Jimi Hendrix, Aretha Franklin and Beyoncé. Her daughter, Whitney, died more than a decade ago by accidental drowning in a hotel bathroom. She was 48. BBC News.